Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome back to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. How are you doing this weekend, Tampa? Hopefully you're doing great. We have a special guest with us, Tracy West from the Valspar Championship. We're going to be talking about spring golf in Florida and probably the keynote tour championship here, right here in our backyard at Innisbrook. How are you doing today, Tracy?
I'm doing excellent, Jeff. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. I know you have a lot on your plate as we near this fantastic tournament that's coming to right in our backyard. Why don't we get right to it and tell us like the dates and the times and locations and all that great stuff.
Yeah, the Valspar Championship is Tampa Bay's official PGA Tour event. So we're lucky to have one of the 40 plus PGA Tour events right here at Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor. It's March 18th through the 24th.
So if someone wanted to get tickets, where do they go?
ValsparChampionship.com. And we've got lots of different types of ticket packages for our patrons. Everything from grounds tickets to more upscale tickets that include food and beverage. So things like the Hooters Owls and Us that includes all you can drink beer and wings. We've got tickets that include lunch and buffets and open bar. And then we're really excited that we really take care of a couple of groups. Kids 15 and under are free. So this is a super family-friendly, affordable event to come to. And if you are active duty or military retired, we give you two comp tickets a day and access to our Pinch a Penny Patriots Outpost for lunch and drinks. And then if you're a veteran but not active duty or retired, we have discount tickets. So lots of different ways for people to get tickets. And they're also on sale in the Palm Harbor area at local public stores as well. And Hooters, all those tickets are at Hooters.
Very good. Very good. This is Tracy West from the Valspar Championship. And Tracy's been kind enough to talk with us today about the signature event that's happening, right around the corner, March 18th through the 24th. It's a big week. And I love that you guys are really, reaching out to the community with the veterans and children and making this an affordable venue event. Oftentimes, you want to go to a game or something like that and you want to take a few kids, and next thing you know, you're looking at $500 to enjoy or plus to, enjoy yourself and your family at a game. So 15 and under are free, correct?
Correct. And we've got lots of families come out and watch the tournament because we do a lot of fun activities for kids. We've got a big Florida Blue helps us do a big family fun zone with lots of activities, putting, different activities for kids to do. And then Valspar does what we call shot spots. And they're basically some unique and interesting big things throughout the golf course for those folks that love to take selfies and social media posts and so forth. So a lot, big, huge paintbrushes, Adirondack chairs, lots of things that kids can, get next to. We've got six oversized colorful chameleons throughout the golf course. So lots of fun things for kids to hunt around and do.
Fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. And we're talking with Tracy West from Valspar Championship, which is just right around the corner on March 18th through the 24th. You can go to valsparchampionship.com for tickets and information on all the great things that are doing. So let's kind of get to the players. Who's coming is really important. And I know you've got some great announcements here recently of some players coming. So I'm not going to steal the show on you. Tell us who you got coming and who you might be able to let us know is, coming before everybody else knows.
Yeah, exactly. We're really thrilled, Jeff, with the field so far. These PGA Tour players love the Copperhead course at Innisbrook. It's a very challenging golf course for them. It's a perfect lead-in into the Masters, which is 3 weeks after our tournament. So we always get a very strong field. And yes, we've got some great players coming this year. Certainly the headliner, at least to date, is Jordan Spieth, our 2015 champion. So when he won here, you know, early in his career, kind of Tampa Bay adopted him as, you know, one of their favorite players, right? So when he comes back, we're always thrilled that he's here. So, and then he's followed by some other really big names that we're excited that haven't played here recently. So we have Patrick Cantlay as an early commitment, you know, number, you know, in top five in the world. He hasn't played us since 2017. So he's playing. Cam Young, you know, one of the top, you know, young guns, that, you know, on the tour, and he has never played here. He's playing. We've got Xander Schauffele already committed, who only has played us a couple of times in the last, you know, probably 6-7 years. So, and then guys like Tommy Fleetwood, and then certainly our two-time champ, Sam Burns, is coming back, and then our defending champion, Taylor Moore. So, and the list keeps growing. So what's nice is they have until 5 p.m. the Friday night before the tournament to commit. So I expect another slew of big names that will be committing, that we'll be announcing over the next couple of weeks as well.
Fantastic. I'm going to hold out to the last minute before I put my name in there, Tracy.
Yeah, we're holding the spot for you, Jeff.
Okay. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know, talking with Tracy West from the Valspar Championship. And actually, Tracy's been kind enough to give our listeners some tickets. If you want a chance to win some grounds passes for the event, go to thatisgoodtoknow.com and check it out. Tracy, pivoting away from the event itself, want to talk with you. You're big in giving back to the community. Let's talk a little bit about the, you know, what you do and what really, you know, the purpose of, you know, this event and what it means to the community.
Yeah, every PGA Tour event is owned and operated actually by a 501c3 of some sort. So in our case here in the Tampa Bay region, it's Copperhead Charities, which is an organization. So it's a 501c3, but it's also a membership organization where we have over 215 business and civic leaders in the community that serve as Copperheads. So they're basically ambassadors into the community, helping talk up the tournament, drive sponsorship sales and ticket sales and so forth. And the more money and basically patrons that come out and support the event and sponsors and so forth, the more money that we actually raise for charity. So once all the, you know, expenses are paid, what's ever left, we donate into the community. And typically we support over 60, sometimes 80 different charitable organizations in the Tampa Bay region. Last year we gave just shy of $1.2 million into the community. And we hit a huge milestone after last year. We surpassed the 50 million mark into the community from charitable donations. So it's a win-win for the Tampa Bay area to have this event here. You know, certainly it's a huge economic driver. We generate over a $75 million economic impact each year. The recognition for the area because of our national and international broadcast, but then the charitable dollars. So it's a great event for the community, and we're really excited to support the organizations that we do.
Fantastic. $50 million. That is a lot of money over this period of time that you're putting back into the community. You're listening to Tracy West from Valspar Championship. Make sure you are planning on to attend. It's March 18th through the 24th, so it's right around the corner. You can get tickets at valsparchampionship.com and support this great, great event. You really get the opportunity to get up close to the players, walk with them, watch them do their thing. And they're quite impressive. And they got some great players coming, Jordan Spieth, Sam Burns, Taylor Moore. It's also surrounded by some fantastic events. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Saturday night event that's become an icon of your tournament. And this year, I think you have Cole Swindle. And tell us a little bit about that whole day, that Saturday, what people can expect.
Yeah, when Valspar became our title sponsor back in 2014, we started to manage the event in 2015, we basically said, okay, how do we raise the bar on this tournament and make it even a bigger happening than it already was? And so we came up with the idea of a concert, so a post round concert. So anybody that has a Saturday ticket is invited to come over to the concert. Luckily for us, Innisbrook has multiple golf courses besides the Copperhead. So they have a whole second driving range called the Osprey Driving Range right off of our 14th hole on the Copperhead. And so we were like, wow, this will be the perfect spot to do a big concert. So we created something called Valspar Live, presented by Chick-fil-A, and it is a concert. So as I said, anyone that has a Saturday ticket is invited to come over, and we start the concert usually about a half hour after play. And we've always had a country artist, a huge country artist, and this year, yes, we have Cole Swindell. So we're really excited to have him, and it's fun. I mean, we get usually about 12,000 of our 12,000 to 14,000 of our patrons that come out on Saturday. We'll head on over and stay for at least part of that concert, and they have a great time.
That's amazing. On that particular day, the whole event, family friendly, kids 15 and under are free. We're talking with Tracy West from Valspar Championship, and this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. We hope Tampa's having a great weekend and enjoying this conversation. So if I'm a fan and I want to head down to the event, the Valspar Championship, let's talk a little bit about, the expectations, the experience, things to do, things not to do, if you're considering, going to Innisbrook and watching these great players play.
Yeah, we try and make it as fan friendly as possible. And we actually, we were blessed this past December, the PGA Tour gives out different awards annually to certain tournaments, and we actually won the Fan First tournament of the year. So we really take that to heart. So it's super easy. You buy your tickets online. We encourage people to purchase their parking ahead of time online as well. We've got lots of different convenient parking lots near Innisbrook, and then we shuttle folks in. Some of our parking, the upgraded parking, is you can park adjacent to the course and walk on. So it depends on what sort of parking that you want to purchase. But once you enter the gates, we have a ton of different food options. So obviously standard concessions kind of sprinkled throughout the golf course. But then we've got some themed concessions. So for example, we partner with Frenchies, and icon here, obviously in the Tampa Bay region. Frenchies does a concession right on the pool deck of the golf course. And so lots of different types of food and so forth, donut trucks, you name it. And then a lot of our areas are kind of themed with fun seating areas. So we have a Publix Chill Lounge, for example, with lots of fun furniture to sit in and watch the ninth fairway and the eighth green while you're enjoying your food, to a lot of different decks, fan decks that people can go to. So that aren't just the corporate hospitality, but that anybody can go and sit in. So we've got a Josh Sellers wine deck. We've got a Master Dobel tequila deck. We've got a Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey deck. A little bit of a theme going on. We've got, seating. We knew this year, for example, Cabot Cheese is coming on as our official cheese, but they have a Cabot fan deck on the 14th tee. So lots of different fun areas that people can sit in. And then, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of activities. We've got big expo areas that people can visit. And then Valspar really takes to heart the theme of our tournament, or tagline of our tournament, is the most colorful PGA Tour tournament in the world. So they really take that to heart. And you'll see color sprinkled all throughout the golf course, big letters that people can take their pictures with. And then they do a really fun courtyard area where they've got a couple tiny homes that people can go in. One's painted with the Valspar color of the year, which is Renew Blue this year. And then one is painted in our defending champ Taylor Moore's favorite colors. But lots of activities, giving out free popsicles, free gifts. And then we encourage our fans to come dress colorfully. So we have color scouts that go throughout the golf course Thursday through Sunday with backpacks on, filled with tons of prizes. And if you come dressed colorfully to the event, and a color scout sees you, you might get a prize. You know, everything from a concession coupon to sunglasses, to fun superhero capes for kids. So we try and really live and breathe, you know, the fun atmosphere. So that's kind of what fans can expect, and they can expect to, you know, get up and close and personal to the players. The players are great about signing autographs in the Tampa Bay Times autograph alley after the tournament. So it's just a cool vibe, and people can really enjoy it. And you really don't have to be a big, big golf fan, avid golf fan. Heck, you don't even have to be a golf fan. It's just a fun place to come out and hang out and have some good food and drink and people watch and enjoy the atmosphere and the beautiful property that the Copperhead Course is.
Tracy West from Valspar Championship talking all about this great event. Congratulations on the award for winning the PGA fan friendly, the best fan experience. I've been out there for years and it is very exciting. It's colorful, the big Andrek chairs and these, you know, tiny houses and things like that. And I do love to see how the fans come out dressed in the colors and you guys, you know, give them swag and what have you. And so, but, you know, kind of moving a little bit towards the course itself, you know, let's talk about the Copperhead and its famous snake pit. You know, what do the tour players have to say about these three finishing holes on the tour?
They're tough.
They are. I've played them.
Yeah, they're really tough. You know, they enjoy playing a difficult golf course. Oftentimes our champion is, you know, might only be single digits, you know, under par. You know, so sometimes 8-9 under wins our tournament, sometimes maybe 11 or 12, but we aren't a golf course where it's, hey, 25 under or 30 under that's winning, right? It's just not what the Copperhead is. So the snake pit is the last three holes. So 16, 17 and 18. And yeah, 16 is a daunting drive, especially from the tee box that the pros play from the tips. It, you know, there's water all along the right-hand side. You know, there is not a very wide fairway for landing your ball at all. So it's a tough one. You know, even Jordan hitting the water last year. I mean, it's a tough hole. You know, and 17 is a long par three, you know, difficult green to putt. And then, you know, 18 is a very difficult hole as well, with a lot of church pew bunkers on the right hand side and bunkers on the left, and you know, it could be a daunting drive. So it's challenging, and you know, oftentimes, you know, we have, you know, we think we have a certain winner maybe going into the 16th hole, and it totally changes by the time they're reaching 18.
Yeah, the snake pit is kind of, according to PGA statistics, is in the top five of the toughest three finishing holes in the PGA Tour, averaging plus 0.562 to par. So that's an amazing challenge, and you know, like you said, it can flip the script during the play. You know, when you're out there, you're listening to Tracy West from Valspar Championship. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know. I would like to thank Tracy for making some tickets available for us. If you go to thatisgoodtoknow.com, you can check it out. Also, our friend at Faithful Delivery Services, Dan Austin, who for helping make this show happen. If you need something shipped same or next day for less than blue or brown, Google and check out Faithful Delivery Services. So, Tracy, you know, talking about, you know, just the overall experience at Valspar is fantastic. I've been there for years, and this year I'm happy to be one of the Copperheads helping the charity out. But you've been doing it for a long time, and this year you have Rondé Barber as part of your crew. Tell us a little bit about what Rondé has brought to the table, how excited he is to be on as part of the tournament leads, and just like what impact that has that made on your efforts this year so far for the championship tournament.
Yeah, I mean, goodness, could we have a better co-chair, right? So Rondé, along with John Astrab, there are two general co-chairs for the tournament. So they basically lead our board of directors. So we've got a board of about 22 Copperheads. So of the 215 Copperheads, about 20 to 22 are on our actual board of directors. So that's kind of who I report to, and they're super involved. You know, they help us set the strategy for the tournament, and then you know, really watch over everything that's happening and provide advice and so forth. So Rondé in particular is, yeah, very involved. I mean, this is not in name only for him, right? I mean, he could have, you know, went anywhere after he retired, but he and his family chose to stay in the Tampa Bay region. He loves this area, and very dedicated to this area. And certainly he could, you know, he is asked to do a lot of things all the time. But what he tries to do is say, hey, my charitable efforts are really going to surround the tournament, because the more I can help grow this event, the more charitable dollars go into the community. And then I'm helping 60 different charities instead of trying to just help one or two here or there. So he's super involved. You know, he's obviously a great asset, you know, very personable. People love him, you know, incredibly well respected. And he, yeah, he's in this. He loves golf, plays all the time, and he loves this tournament. And we'll do anything and everything that we ask of him to really make sure that it succeeds.
It's fantastic to have some a stakeholder so involved and engaged in the tournament. You're listening to Tracy West from Valspar Championship. And actually, it's right around the corner, March 18th through the 24th. Make sure you earmark that in your calendars. Go to valsparchampionship.com for some tickets. Sponsors and volunteers. Tracy, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you the floor for that a little bit, to see if there's still some opportunities available and who they would contact.
Yeah, absolutely. So sponsors, absolutely. You know, we still can take companies to get involved. They might want to buy some hospitality tickets to entertain their clients or prospects, or reward employees. So just buying general tickets or different hospitality areas are still available. So all that information is on valsparchampionship.com. So that's the easiest thing to do, and then give us a buzz. And then from a volunteer standpoint, yes, goodness, we could not do this tournament without our 2,000 plus volunteers that help us with this event. And it can be anything from marshalling to being scorers and so forth, but you don't have to even be a golfer to volunteer. You know, we need help in our hospitality areas. We need help at our admission gates, in our info booths, you know, helping shuttle fans around. So there's a lot of different ways to get involved and come out and help. So we've got over 2,000 people that help us. They register online at valsparchampionship.com. They pay a small volunteer fee that gets them the uniform, as well as their week-long badge, so they can come out and watch the tournament whenever they're not working or volunteering. And then tickets for their friends. So it's a great opportunity for folks to get involved and really help support this tournament.
Fantastic. Tracy West from Valspar Championship joining us here on That Is Good to Know. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. Tracy, we wish you all the best this tournament season. Again, it's March 18th through the 24th. Cole Swindell on the Saturday. Enjoy the concert if you got a ticket. And we hope that the weather is great. And we know the golf is going to be great because you got such a wonderful field. Tracy, thanks for joining us today.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me. And thank you to the whole Tampa Bay community for listening and for coming out and supporting the tournament. The players love to play with in front of a lot of people. So we really appreciate the support.
Fantastic. Okay, get out to the Valspar Championship March 18th through the 24th this year. Go see some great players and, you know, fantastic events, a lot of fun things to do, affordable, especially for families with younger kids. Again, valsparchampionship.com. This is Jeff Stanislow. Thank you, Tampa, for listening. That is good to know. We appreciate your time.